We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. It is the middle of the week, Wednesday morning, and I don't know about you, but I'm still in pain. I can't get over that loss, but I think I have a solution.
Really?
At 7 a.m., we will talk to the most inspiring member of your Philadelphia Eagles, and he always has a positive spin on everything.
All right.
His name is Brandon Graham. And the reason I'm excited to talk to him, Al, because what Rager is experiencing right now, Jalen Rager,
yeah,
public enemy number one, Brandon Graham dealt with that as a first-round draft pick a lot early in his career.
Yeah.
And would you like to know how he weathered that storm?
Yeah, he certainly did.
But understand this. Rager will not. I don't want to give the ending away, but what Brandon Graham did is the outlier of outliers. Most of these guys who are a bust the first year are a bust.
Yeah.
But we will get to talk to him about that, Al, and I'm sure he will inspire us back to good thoughts.
Oh, yeah.
At 8 o'clock, Rhea never stops digging, right? So, Al, we're trying to understand how the hell we ended up with Rager. And the story was told over a year ago by a brilliant columnist who's also a great reporter, Marcus Hayes.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, Jeff Lurie fell in love with the speed of Tyreek Hill.
Yep.
And he turned to Howie and said, "Get me one of those."
Speed.
And Howie did not get him one of those. He got him a stiff. And Marcus has got great sourcing on this. And then Marcus will get into some of the stuff he's writing this week about Hurts and the fact that Sirianni did not hold back on giving him an F. And,
yeah.
And today he's talking about Sirianni's ego.
Yep.
And his ego cost him the game.
That did.
That will be intriguing at 8 o'clock. And at 9 o'clock, John Stallings. I have a bunch of questions for John. He covers the Phillies and the Eagles. I really have only one question. I would like him to confirm that Dave Dombrowski, the GM of the Phillies, is still alive.
Mm-hmm.
Now, technically, he's not the GM, but he makes the decision.
Yeah, he does it.
Because I don't know, Al, that he is not in an ICU somewhere. Because I'm pretty sure he's not actually doing... I don't see him. That's the problem. And John will be out to talk about what the hell the Phillies are not doing. This is the deadline, Al. The end of today is the end of business for months and months.
Done.
Could they spend a little bit of John Middleton's money? Just a little bit? All right. Now, ladies and gentlemen, before we go any further with this show,
what happened?
I want to be clear on something. Clear. I do not want what I'm about to say in any way to be misinterpreted.
Mm-hmm.
I am and plan to remain in the Jalen Hurts camp.
Okay.
Do you understand that, Al?
Yeah.
I am a supporter of Hurts. I have taken enormous attacks on the email with it. Fine. I'm sticking with Hurts 100%.
Yes.
However, given the current circumstance, I would like to see on Sunday in the Meadowlands Gardner Minshew.
You don't.
Yes, I do. See, now you already started it, Rhea. Don't do that.
I wanted to
Don't do that.
I wanted to see Gardner in the second half at the Meadowlands last week.
I understand. But see, people are going to go, "Wow, that's it. You're out of the Hurts camp." No, I'm not. You know what I need? I need the perspective of seeing a different quarterback run this offense. I need to see all these people that are screaming that Hurts doesn't throw the ball well. Well, Minshew does. Minshew, Al, has very good numbers.
So what do I need to see?
You need to see whether there will be a vast improvement with a different guy quarterbacking the team.
Against the Jets?
Yeah. What,
really?
What do you got there? The next opponent. Well, I can't set that up.
You can't play him against the bye, Al.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need to see Gardner Minshew. Mm. Now, I'm going to tell you what finally tilted me to where I went. Well, Al, just use the math anyway. All right, Hurts has a bum ankle. Hurts' biggest weapon is his feet.
Yeah.
Right?
So now we'll have to throw.
They have a bye week after the game. Doesn't it make sense to you that you would not rush him back?
No.
No, it makes sense to give Gardner Minshew the game.
I got to win this game.
You should win the game anyway.
Well,
what do you mean you got to win the game? All right, you want a number that I believe will cause you to lose consciousness?
All right.
I'm going to give it. Well, how will we tell?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Al, Gardner Minshew, in the last year he was in Jacksonville. He's still a young guy. He's only played a couple of years.
25, right?
In the last year that he was with Jacksonville, do you know what his passer rating was?
I know it was good because he threw short passes all the time.
95.9.
Oh. Uh-oh, Joe just
lost the producer. I don't call in for the next couple of minutes. Joe Wechter has lost consciousness. Al, do you want to know? 95.9. Do you want to know what Tom Brady's passer rating is entire career?
What is it?
96.6.
Wow, it's almost like a good temperature.
All right. Could you just... this is research I've done.
Yeah, yeah.
Show some respect for the all the grunt work I have done here.
What, you Googled it?
I'm going to be honest with you. And again, do not draw any faulty conclusions.
Quarterback controversy.
All right?
So what happens if he plays well?
Against the Jets.
I'm not taking questions on Minshew yet. I want to... Could I lay out my case?
Sure.
So anyway, Al, I had Kyle Quinn.
Kyle Quinn.
Had him go back and search for some things that Gardner Minshew did when he was a starter in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
And as we came
Minshew deep. Chalk is down there. Chalk's got it. Big play by the Jets.
Minshew down the sideline looking deep. Good adjustment and a catch. Yes. Calling out signals. He's going to keep it himself. And he's got the first down. Slides down around the 10. Minshew has time again. Lofts one up. Touchdown. DJ Chark!
Here's one downfield, and it's caught by Westbrook. Minshew had a receiver wide open underneath, and he took the deeper shot.
Hanging in there. Stays on his feet again, dancing around. Dodging tackles, now throws end zone, caught, touchdown! Minshew magic!
Minshew magic. Rare, 1 week against a team you should beat anyway. It gives an extra week for my man Hurts. And everything's fine.
Your man Hurts?
I want 1 week of Minshew magic. I don't think I'm asking that.
Minshew magic!
Now, let me give you a couple of things. First of all, Al, when the Eagles, really, as soon as Minshew became available, the Eagles no longer wanted Flacco because A, he's a horse's ass, and B, because he's done. But anyway, so they got Minshew and Nick Sirianni. Do you know they have a little background together? First of all, let me give you Nick telling you how much he likes Minshew. Listen.
We'd had personal experiences with Gardner just obviously coming out in the draft. We knew how smart he was coming out in the draft. I spent a lot of time with him there. And then obviously playing in the same division as him. And so that was my involvement there is, hey, do you like the guy? Do you feel like the guy can be a, you know, be a backup for this football team? And then my answer was yes.
All right. So he thinks he could do it. Backup, maybe not. Maybe more. Who knows? You got to see him. Got to take a look. This is a year we're trying to make decisions. Got to look at this other guy. The guy's got a career passer rating in the top 20 of all quarterbacks in the history of the NFL, Al, with 750 throws or more. He's got some credentials. You know what I'm saying? Again, I'm in the Hurts camp. Hello?
Firmly,
I can tell. Don't you twist me. All right, now, Al. Minshew. Now, here's where it gets a little weird because I have not seen him recently.
Yeah.
He has not been conspicuous.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But the photos of him indicate that he has often had what you would call a 70s porn mustache.
Yes, he does.
Right? He is a mustache enthusiast.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes he'll include it with other facial hair, but he's a mustache guy. In fact, that's our wheel today. If you would like to win a prize today, You need to name someone with a famous mustache. Ah. Past or present. Maybe they shaved it. Doesn't matter. You still get a shot here. Give me a famous mustache, and we'll give you a spin on the wheel today.
Now, if you have a mustache and you wear a mask, do you have to draw one on the mask?
Yes, I would. I would. And if it's a black mask, go white. You know, just the contrast. But anyway, here is Minshew when he signed here saying how much he loves it here.
I love, you know, being in a place where people are passionate about football. You know, you won't find anybody that loves it more than I do. So, man, I just can't wait to get in here, get to work, you know, hopefully win some games for these people.
And even more charming is his history with Nick Sirianni. Because, see, Nick was checking him out when he was, I guess this would have been when he was just before the draft.
Yeah.
He was making a draft visit to Indy. And Nick was there as the wide receivers coach, Al. And Nick was out on a basketball court. I don't know why, but Nick was out on a basketball court. And so was Minshew. So guess what they did? They played a hearty game of horse.
Actually, when he's at Indianapolis, I took a draft visit, and we were playing horse, and it was getting pretty competitive, and I had a button-up on, and I had to take that off because the game was getting a little too competitive, and I think that really stood out. So I think that might have actually played a role and why I'm here.
Nick's a great competitor. And let the record show, Al. Nick scorched Gardner.
Ah.
Nick won, and that's probably why the Eagles got him. Because Nick knows if he ever plays him in horse, he's got him. But that's your situation. So, Al, just tell me this, all right? Don't you think, and you just heard on that tape, Gardner Minshew can move a little, too, a little bit. So let me end this with Shane Steichen, the offensive coordinator, yesterday, because he's talking about what adjustments the Eagles' offense have to make if Minshew's the quarterback instead of Hurts. Here's what he said.
How much different would the offense look with the different quarterback because of how unique Jalen is?
You know what? We're going to run what we run, and I think we got to continue to do that. We've been pretty efficient running the football, and obviously we got to get our pass game to where we want it to be, and that's the bottom line.
Al Morgani, who do you want starting the game Sunday?
Oh, Hurts.
Rhea, who do you want?
Hurts.
Okay. I'm a Minshew guy for
Minshew magic!
I want some Minshew magic. And, all right, now I'll answer your question now. What if he has a great game?
Yeah.
We'll see.
It's the Jets.
Do you want me to lie? I'll lie to you, all right? I'll tell you, I just want to see who wins. The real story is I'm a talk show host looking down at a bye week, and a quarterback controversy would be fun, all right? You want the truth? There's your truth.
Yeah.
All right? Al, quarterback controversy? Do you realize the quarterback controversy we had a year ago started this week?
This week.
Oh, God.
Five games to go.
Oh, yeah.
Five games to go.
Yeah.
It started right here.
Yeah.
And do you remember that?
He was terrible, the other guy.
I don't care about that. Yeah. I had fun. I enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah. This is about you.
It's really always about me.
That's what I thought.
Okay.
Oh,
so there you have it. Now let's find out how the people are feeling. Because I'm going to, again, one more time, I am not in any Minshew camp.
Uh-huh.
I seek perspective for all the people that have been bashing Hurts. Because maybe if this guy shows you the same flaws that Hurts did in that offense, you realize it's not Hurts.
Minshew magic!
All right, Joe, don't overuse that. Don't overuse
that.
Oh,
really?
All right, John in Philly's going to kick us off today. Hi, Johnny.
How you guys doing today?
What are you thinking, John? You want to see the other guy?
Not really.
All right, okay. Well, the guy you got is a great runner with a bad ankle. I wish you well.
Well, I mean, to me, this whole Minshew thing, I mean, to act like he has so much more experience, and to me, he has maybe a half a season, maybe a full season, and they're like throwing Hurts under the bus, like, you know what I mean? But they want to give this guy a chance. I don't know. To me, stick to what you have.
But he's hurt. And the fact is, you got a bye week coming. And we had a doctor on 2 days ago who said an ankle's the toughest thing because you don't know how long it's going to take to heal. Let me give him a break for a week. You know what? Maybe he can use a blow now anyway after that awful game he played Sunday. Let me see what the other guy's got. He's got a great – his numbers,
Minshew's
numbers are very good, John. I don't have a good explanation for why Jacksonville dumped him.
Because they got the number one pick.
That's fine, but that guy, I'm going to be honest with you, that guy didn't look that great to me either.
Oh, it's the Jags.
All right. But John, you do not. You want an injured Hurts over a healthy Minshew. Is that what you're telling me?
I just don't want another. You're going to have a bye week if this guy plays good, and you have all the quarterback controversy. You're going to have all that. You know what?
That's exactly.
I went through it enough last year with Wentz. That's sissy.
John, that's exactly why I want it.
You're not a good person.
I enjoy let me be completely honest with you, John. My agenda sometimes is not in sync with the teams, but there's nothing more fun in this city for a talk show host than a quarterback controversy. Al, you got to admit.
I want the playoffs.
All right, now that may be a stretch.
Well,
you
know, it's not.
Did you miss the game Sunday?
Well, no, but
does that look like a playoff team to you?
Well, who does?
What are you going to do when you get there? You're going to be roadkill.
No, you're not.
All right, go ahead, John.
Angelo, as bad as he played, he still got you into the last play, and if it wasn't for that first round bum.
All right, John, you are not putting me in a position to in any way rip Jalen Hurts. I know what you're trying to do, and it's not going to work. I'm merely seeking Minshew for perspective purposes.
He still put him in position.
John, here's the thing now, and I'm going to tell you something right now. If Minshew would come out and have a great game against the Jets, you will call me and start the controversy yourself. You will call and go, wow. Did you see hit him in stride? Devontae Smith went 72 yards. Quez Watkins was great. Oh, he never even tried to throw the ball to Rager. This guy better. It's just the way it works.
Thank you, they'll throw the ball to Rager. Who are you kidding?
All right. No, I have a feeling that even if they call Rager's number, Minshew will call an audible at the line. I don't think anybody's.
Number. He has that on speed dial.
All right. John, give me a mustache.
Charlie Chaplin.
Charlie, that is not one we had on the list, but John, and
he
you
never
got
called.
A prize, Al. The prize is number 11. Why don't you move the
WIP
patches
down
so you can see the
green T-shirt?
A green T-shirt, John. Wear it with pride. 215-592-9494. Al, when we come back, you're going to tell me what to do betting this week. Because the line on the Eagles-Jets game changed.
Oh, it changed.
Really?
It changed.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you when we come back. 215-592-9494, WIP Sports Time 660.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.